Questions 26 to 30. Look at the questions. Now you'll hear the first talk. Listen to a talk.
Bigfoot is a creature said by enthusiasts to live in North America. There have been sightings and evidence from all over the continent, but they are concentrated in the wildest regions of the Rockies from California to Washington State. Bigfoot is supposed to be a hairy ape that walks on two legs like humans. Witnesses claim it is between 6 and 10 feet tall, with enormous feet relative to its height. Bigfoot's other name, Sasquatch, derives from a Native American word for a similar beast. And indeed, there are almost no tribes in the continent without a story of giant beings, whether man or ape. It is this agreement that spurs on many enthusiasts and cryptozoologists, as people in search of such mythical creatures tend to call themselves. How can so many people be wrong? After all, there is no smoke without fire. The scientific community, however, does not tend to treat old adages as evidence. Nobody has ever produced the body or bones of one of these animals as if they never die. The only hard evidence of the creature's existence, some hair, footprints, grainy photos, and film footage, have been proven fake or belonging to another creature. Most point to the black bear, fairly common in that area still, and with a propensity for standing on its hind legs to reach low branches and to get a better look at the terrain ahead of it. People seeing this from the corner of their eye could be persuaded that they had seen Bigfoot.
Now you'll hear the first talk again. Listen to a talk.
Bigfoot is a creature said by enthusiasts to live in North America. There have been sightings and evidence from all over the continent, but they are concentrated in the wildest regions of the Rockies from California to Washington State. Bigfoot is supposed to be a hairy ape that walks on two legs like humans. Witnesses claim it is between 6 and 10 feet tall, with enormous feet relative to its height. Bigfoot's other name, Sasquatch, derives from a Native American word for a similar beast. And indeed, there are almost no tribes in the continent without a story of giant beings, whether man or ape. It is this agreement that spurs on many enthusiasts and cryptozoologists, as people in search of such mythical creatures tend to call themselves. How can so many people be wrong? After all, there is no smoke without fire. The scientific community, however, does not tend to treat old adages as evidence. Nobody has ever produced the body or bones of one of these animals as if they never die. The only hard evidence of the creature's existence, some hair, footprints, grainy photos, and film footage, have been proven fake or belonging to another creature. Most point to the black bear, fairly common in that area still, and with a propensity for standing on its hind legs to reach low branches and to get a better look at the terrain ahead of it. People seeing this from the corner of their eye could be persuaded that they had seen Bigfoot.
Question 26. Where has Bigfoot been seen? Question 27. What does the man mean when he says,
"There's no smoke without fire"?
Question 28. What do scientists think about Bigfoot? Question 29. What do we find out about the evidence of Bigfoot? Question 30. What does the man say about eyewitnesses?